Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get started today, I just sort of thinking aloud, are they ever going to change the BBC News music? Because there's no reason to, because it's just brilliant, isn't it? I mean, nearly 20 years old, that piece of music, and yet still box fresh every time we pull it out at the top of the hour. I don't know, like, why would you ever get rid of it? It's massive. Apparently, there's, according to Owen, one of our Patreons, there are TikTok videos of kids dancing to it, like it's a club anthem, and which it is. I mean, it's epic. It's never going to... And, you know, I happen to know that the guy who wrote that music, he's got a very nice, very large house in central London. You know, it's a lot of royalties, isn't it? When you think of all the radio stations, all the TV channels, all around the world, all playing that thing, what, several times a minute? Crikey lordy. So I want to get in on that action, and it needs to be anthemic, it needs to be urgent, uplifting, it needs to transport you, it needs to make you want to dance because the news is sexy and fun. This is my submission.
News, this is the news, everybody get ready for the news, this is the news.
Just gonna sit back and wait for the money to roll in.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people others do. Either way, it's okay. All you've got to say is not today. Thank you.
Hello, Drake fans. I don't know if you enjoy Drake's music. It's interesting, the sort of associative thing that happens in your mind. To me, he sounds like a depressed mallard crying softly for its mate on a foggy morning. He keeps singing about yop. That seems very unlikely because what duck likes yogurt? They like bread. I mean, they don't like, you shouldn't really feed them bread. I don't feed the bread. I bought some proper duck food. I go down to the river with that. Little pellety things. But in my mind, obviously, like, my brain has just filed him under duck. Like, his name is Drake. It's like duck, depressed mallard, standard thing, right? Anyway, I know you're a massive Drake fan, so I've had a go at a depressed duck version of a Drake song. Yop. Let's drop it now. Yop. 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 Hey, yop. Can I find some words that rhyme with me? Maybe I don't need words to rhyme with me. Every line of this song could just end with me. Not sure I'm aware of anything but me. Yop, where's the bread? I'd like some bread right now. Yop, where's the bread? I'd like a piece of bread. Yop.
Yop indeed.
Interestingly, my only sound effect of a duck was almost perfectly in time with this. Yop. I hope you enjoyed that. That's Drake for you. Nice to have a bit of proper music for once. Thanks for your emails. Got quite a few of them through. Two Neils, if you don't mind. Neil Green says, hi Jake, it's Neil. And it's very triggering, this. I can't not do it. Back once again for the Renegade Master D4 Damager with the ill behaviour, with the ill behaviour. Being a Facebook-only apostle, not my word. I'm usually a couple of days behind everyone else waiting for things to happen. Come on. I need to... I've got plans. I'm going to step it all up on the social media, actually, in the next week or two. Anyway, he says, do you remember Pat did the small bio? Yes, we wanted your little sort of autobiography, little summary of yourself. Anyway, he said, well, that got me thinking. Who wants a game of Not Today Top Trumps? Well, I want a game of Not Today. I'll go first. I'm playing Neil the Massive Geek Green. Height, 6'3". Oh, blimey. Well, that's one already, hasn't it? Weight, don't ask a lady. Yeah, I don't think we'll go for that one. Strength, 50. Speed, 5. Fighting skills, 1.5. Extra abilities, able to recite whole chunks of 80s movies. He says, while I'm here, let's talk about appropriate things in kids' movies. Yeah, we were talking about kind of just weird stuff in old films that's just not really cool anymore. Ghostbusters, yeah? You know where I'm going. When Ray is having a dream and that female ghost does a spoiler alert. Yeah. And why was the eye-crossing thing like the film grammar for that? Why did they cross their eyes? Everyone always... And why do so many kids' films, continues Neil, in the 80s have swearing in them? I think they did. There was always a moment, wasn't there, where they'd do a swear for a laugh, especially Back to the Future, and the fact that the whole plot is based around a mother and son relationship. Well, I mean, who am I to... I've arrived at the point where I can't share any childhood films with my kids. Return to Oz left my two with nightmares, and they won't touch The Dark Crystal or The Witches. No, absolutely terrifying things. I think we terrified the children... Us. Okay, sure. Growing up during the Blitz was hard, but, you know, I had to deal with... The Empire Strikes Back. Cheers for now, says Neil. And here's an email from Neil. Emery. Hi, Jake. These breakup stories have reminded me of my favourite slash worst breakup ever. He says, I'm not going to pretend it was the end of a massively long-term relationship, but the girl and I had been seeing each other for several weeks when she dumped me by text, which I received, no word of a lie, as I was walking into the crematorium to attend my father's funeral. Oh, man. I think I might even have laughed slightly at the sheer quality of the timing. Do you think she was watching you? Anyway, all the best. Stay safe. Yes, thanks very much. P.S. Is it me or is Boris Johnson trying to kill us all?
No. Boris needs coin. And his friends have been pressuring him to bring in some coin. This is what happens when your party donors enjoy making coin off poor people.
Then suddenly the poor people have to go and do their work again, don't they? Now, have you been following David Ault's World Cup of Terrible Foods that everybody hates? I haven't. That's terrible. It's my podcast. I should be a bit more across this. I'm sorry. I thought he was doing a round each day where you picked the worst out of four. But he's doing... I now understand. It's like a World Cup thing. So there's like groups having group fights... And the winner or loser, depending on how you look at it from each one, then goes and battles the other ones in the group until we get it through. So like we're doing a huge round every day. So it's a bigger thing than I realized. So through to the next round, because I have no idea where the last... Anyway, through to the next round from the first group's rounds are... Oysters, this is his worst foods. Oysters, celery, mushrooms, haggis, snails, and shellfish. I'd say pop them all in a pan. Got yourself a fine old mess of antenna and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, David says, it pained me to see haggis in there because it's exceedingly tasty. It's not, though, is it? It isn't. I've had vegan haggis.
And don't say, oh, well, that's why you didn't love...
It's not an enjoyable thing to do. But there's simply no accounting for taste. Nonetheless, today's matches. So this is today. You can go and vote online for these. So there's like loads of them. In Group G, quiche, eggs, purple grape, tomatoes. In Group H, Jaffa cakes. He says there's only one vote for this, but I put it through out of sympathy. Turkish delight, licorice and beetroot. And group I, broccoli, marmite, aubergine, and liver slash tripe slash kidney. Oh, that's just awful. I'm a dad. I'm not working at the moment. There you go. You can vote for all of those online if you want to. And even if you don't, they're still going to be there. There's a piece of random stuff from Heady. That'll surprise you. He says, okay, the label on my underpants says, keep away from fire. Well, what if I'm a fireman? And there's a label on a bag of prawn cocktail crisps says, keep away from sunlight. That's obviously a warning to local vampires. But honestly, they already know. I'm sick of snide warnings from government. Yeah, this whole big government. What a joke. What a joke. Also, in the any other business category, Vegetectus Duncan says, my big question of this morning is, who does the Swanburst outro on the Not Today pod? With my Henry Higgins hat on, I can tell it's not the Yapster. Jack says, I wanted that too. No, it was me. It's all me. Of course it's me. Who else is it going to be? I've got no money. I can't pay other people for it. And finally, we've got a dumpage story from Catherine saying, my first experience of being dumped was the summer when I was aged 11. Oh, 11? That seems very early for a dumping. When my boyfriend, Bill, sidebar, my dad often called future boyfriends Bill for decades, he said we couldn't go out once we got to secondary school as I wasn't cool anymore. I was heartbroken. Oh, man, that's awful. Oh, these things are very triggering. I don't know if you've watched Encore on Disney Plus yet, but, you know, it's this reunion thing where they get together the cast who put on a musical at high school. They reunite them like 20, 30 years later, and they recreate the musical in a week. And it's always really interesting because you kind of see, like, a lot of these people are still locked in that time. And they're like, I just want to say that I never got over you and you broke my heart. That's fine. It's fine. That is fine. It's obviously not fine, is it? It's not fine at all. Move on, guys. You've got to move on, haven't you? Do you? Do we? Does it? I still secretly think that bright green jeans are very cool. I'm still locked in the 90s. Right, that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the Drake. I'll do something with that somewhere at some point, I think. I'm going to put it online. I enjoyed my Drake. just pleasing myself now. How self-indulgent. Anyway, love you guys. Take care of yourselves. It's all going to be fine. Bye.
Oh. All right. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Let's party. Sorry, lady. All right. Oh.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.